The Reverend Phil Miller is best known as the clergyman who lifts up his voice in prayer at annual Remembrance Day ceremonies held at GFL Memorial Gardens. I love doing the Remembrance Day services. To me, as a veteran and as a clergy person, the two come together. Remembrance is a very important part of my life, Miller told Sue Today in a recent interview. His father was a Second World War veteran. Miller himself served with the militia for 3 years in Windsor. It's an honor. It took me only a few seconds to say yes when I was invited to take on that role for Remembrance Day. It just has a powerful feeling about it. Having it at the Memorial Gardens, which was built in honor of local veterans, puts an extra overlay on it, Miller said. He led the congregation at St. Andrew's United Church from 1986 to 2010, then at United Baptist Church from 2012 to 2019. Now officially retired, Miller currently serves as Royal Canadian Legion Branch 25 chaplain. One of my earliest memories as far as the ministry is concerned was attending Central United Church here in the Sioux, he said. Central was just around the corner from where we lived and that's where my family went to church. I remember the minister leading us in worship and I thought to myself, I can do that. Stating that he felt recurring calls to go into the ministry, Miller earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Theology and Psychology from the University of Windsor in 1971 and a Master of Divinity degree from the University of Toronto's Emmanuel College in 1976. After graduation from Emmanuel College, he was ordained into the ministry of the United Church of Canada. Born in Hamilton, Miller attended elementary school in Ancaster, Sault Ste. Marie in Ottawa. His high school days were spent in the Sioux and Windsor. After being ordained as a minister, Miller served the United Church in Windsor, Scarborough, Vancouver Island, the small town of Essex, Ont, and Saskatchewan before returning to lead St. Andrew's United Church in the Sioux in 1986. A minister's career includes many duties such as delivering sermons and officiating at weddings and funerals. I've officiated over some of the most fun weddings, he said. One couple worked at the Midway that comes to the Sioux every year. They came to see me about getting married while they were in town. There was just the two of them. A friend of mine provided the solo, I officiated, the custodian and the secretary at the church were the witnesses and we had the most fun you could imagine. It was just great, Miller recalled. Newly married couples have left the church in all manner of cars and carriages and hay wagons, he added. Miller often went the extra mile to get to know his parishioners. I used to go to people's places of employment if that was allowed and just spend a day with them. That was always an interesting thing to do, to see what people did, how they fill their day. It didn't matter whether it was a conservation officer or a guy working on an assembly line. Work is a big part of a person's identity. I got to understand people better that way, Miller said. I love people. I love helping people and I have deep empathy. Church was always a part of my life. That empathy is of course essential for a clergyman, often helping others cope with the loss of a loved one, loss of a job, a broken marriage or illness, including terminal illness. It's very humbling. I've had the privilege, over almost 50 years of ministry, to be invited into some of the highest moments in people's lives and into some of their lowest and darkest moments. I consider it a privilege that they've asked me to walk a bit of the journey of life with them. It's not so much what you say to them. It's the fact that you're there. You take time to walk where they walk. It's simply being an ear to listen because people have stories to share. Miller said he has sat with families for hours in hospital rooms as a loved one is dying. I've had to tell people they're dying because the family didn't want to do it. The doctor would tell the family and the family would tell me, we can't do it. Please do it. You tell them and you grieve with them. You weep with those who weep, you laugh with those who laugh in good times. It's the presence and being there and being engaged in a way that lets them know you're really there for them. Miller officiated at the funeral of the Sioux Sergeant John Wayne Fott, killed in action while serving in Afghanistan on January 16, 2010. He speaks often with Donna Crossan, Fott's mother. We've developed a wonderful relationship over the years. They invited me into their home when they lost John. I invited them to tell me stories about John and the military arranged the military side of the funeral. It was an honor to be a part of that. United Baptist was their church family home, Miller said. As Royal Canadian Legion Branch 25 chaplain, Miller has a listening ear and helping hands. I'm there offering a helping hand if they're setting stuff up or taking stuff down. If a veteran dies and he didn't have a church family home, the chaplain looks after the service for them. I do what I call tailgate counseling on occasion with the members. It's about supporting them, encouraging them, and sometimes offering advice. Apart from being a chaplain for the military, Miller is also a military historian and collector of military items. I was a cadet and my dad said, "I've got some stuff you would like." He came back with a cigar box and inside there were badges and buttons from his military service in World War II. He said, "It's yours." That was the beginning of collecting military items for me. You can only collect so much. Then I got into reading about the military, the history of it. Miller has had a number of articles published in military journals and co-authored the book, Valor, Duty, Courage with photographer Victoria Santana. He was the photo editor and final editor of Northern Soldiers, The History of the 49th, Sault Ste. Marie, Field Artillery Regiment, RCA. He has a long history of community involvement with not only the United Church and the Legion but also with Women in Crisis, Algoma, United Way of Sault Ste. Marie and Algoma District, Tender Care Nursing Home, Crime Stoppers of Sault Ste. Marie and District of Algoma. It's all about giving back to the community, Miller said of his work. Married to wife Jan for 47 years, Miller is the father of three and grandfather of five. He still enjoys collecting military badges and medals, military research, gardening, camping, golf and birdwatching. It's a wonderful life. I'm a simple guy with simple needs and I enjoy being part of this community, Miller said.